Yes, because I already did my 10,000 steps today.
Told you so.
Screw you, sir. I'm going home.
And although my mind tells me that she's a messy, tacky bitch.
Today's segment is pretty much talking about pick a struggle.
You'll pick a struggle.
You have to pick a struggle, bruh.
You have three. Then that's it. It is over for you. You have to pick a struggle.
It was already planned, and then it just started all over again.
Oh,
it was weird. Oh, what you got?
I'm fine.
Did that from Mickey D's?
Mm-hmm.
I like when they be like this.
Well, they kind of still look hot, but not hot.
Yeah. One time I told a girl, I confused the hell out of her. Because I told her, I said, give me some fries that's been sitting there for a minute.
Right. But that's just yesterday. Give me my phone yesterday. Give me
right.
I've been sitting there for about an hour and a half.
Don't give me no hot ass fries where I can't enjoy them.
Right.
What the hell is that? What is going on?
What's it doing?
Okay. I'll make sure station A was working. Oh, I forgot to tell me, man, I said happy birthday.
Okay.
I forgot.
I'm
going
to take some dad. Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
You didn't bring no burgers?
No.
Girl, go back and get a burger.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to order through the Sonic app. Go pick me up a burger and a slush.
Girl, why you didn't say nothing? You knew I was on the way.
I didn't know you was going to stop.
You know I always stop food. Don't play with me.
I know. Did you want something to drink?
No, I got something.
I don't know. Drink.
When you get
up. Well,
why
I
do you
get?
Have this?
What I always get.
I'm
going to
get a little bit in the meeting.
Okay. Oh, good. You got cigarettes. I'm on my last one.
See, I don't understand. You know.
No, I just haven't went. And then I was kind of surprised this morning when I woke up and I was like, oh damn, I only got like two left. Two and some change.
You're trying to
savor it and shit. Right. And then I really don't even like do a lot of smoking lately.
You're not a heavy smoker. You just like a.
But I thought I was. Like when I work, I was like maybe like 12 cigarettes a day.
That's most of the box. But it's not a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm better than most.
Yeah. So I'm done. So I'm down to like maybe two or three.
A day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Right. Want to do it?
That's really good.
Now, welcome to the new Pick a Struggle show. It's Dre Day, on day, every day with Queen Supreme Lapree.
Hey, guys.
Happy 4th of July.
Good
one. Right. How was your weekend? Well, week or whatever.
My week was alright.
Last week
I was traumatized by the BET Awards, but
okay. Oh yeah,
because
you actually did sit down and watch it.
Child, I still didn't watch that whole show.
At least you don't like the people at Essence.
What you mean?
Girl, you didn't hear?
All I heard it was kind of crazy. What happened?
So what had happened was what had happened was Hulu was live streaming Essence Festival.
Okay. Were they supposed to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was the whole thing. So it was kind of like how they did Coachella, mm-hmm. where Hulu live streamed the whole thing.
Right.
But the thing was, Angela Yee was the host. Let me back up a little bit. So the way Hulu advertised it, they put everybody that was performing at Essence. Oh. Like on a poster, like if you want to see the performances, you know, get your subscription.
Right.
And then Angelique is the host, and she comes up and she's listing all the acts except Nicki Minaj, who was the headliner.
Why she do that?
The real headline, not the Monique headline, yeah, like the real.
Yeah, and you coming.
Yeah.
More people coming for Nicki.
Right. And so Hulu had advertised that Nicki was headlining.
Uh-huh.
And then people's like, oh my God, I get to see Nikki. And people's like, yeah, just make sure you get your subscription, you'll be able to see it. Then Angela Yee saying everybody's name that's performed or that has performed. I think Wyclef Jean and them was there. But she wasn't just saying right. So but they wasn't she wasn't saying Nicki Minaj's name. And people thought it was like Angela Yee just being a hater. From back when Nicki Minaj had did an interview at the Breakfast Club and called Angela Yee a hater. So they thinking it was like girl, you still mad?
Right.
Bitch, then come to find out after the person before Nicki performed, but I mean after the last person performed before Nicki, Angela Yee comes up and tells everybody, Nicki Minaj's performance would not be streamed tonight. Have a good night.
What the hell? Wait, what happened?
They didn't want her perform, like they didn't pay for her performance to be live streamed on Hulu.
Who did?
Who, Essence, like the agreement between Essence and Hulu did not involve Nicki Minaj.
How is that possible if she the headliner?
It was a scam.
Maybe Nicki wanted more money?
It was a scam. I think it was
so
a scam.
So it was a Hulu scam?
Yeah.
Hulu was like
breaking
in because they
saying
Nicki
there. And knowing,
you know,
and a lot
Angela
of
people. Angela being the one she wanted on the stream, that's why I'm going to say it.
Right.
Girl! It's a mess for me. I wonder if Angela Yee had something to do with it for real, though.
I don't think so. I don't think she had something. No. I think she's just a pawn. But it was crazy. It was
terrible for that.
Because my cousin.
Netflix from Big Dad.
Right. And what was funny, my cousin had called me because she's a bar. She called me like, you want to come over and watch me perform? I'm like, yeah, girl, come pick me up. Mm-hmm. But she was like, you spending the night, right? I was like, you know, I'll just stay home. Because I don't care what I'm doing at the end of the day. I like to be in bed.
Right.
I don't like sleeping with clothes on.
I'm sleeping on the couch.
Right.
I know. I got yelled at one time because I didn't want to sleep on the floor. I'm like, I am
32. Who wanted you to sleep on the floor?
Girl, my kid's grandmother.
You talking about your mama?
No.
You so shady.
Not my mama.
Oh, okay.
They up grandma.
I was like, damn.
Nah. I don't even know if I'm going to have my mama have shit. But, she wanted me to sleep at her own. She was like, why you going to a hotel? I said, because I don't want to sleep on the floor.
Right.
Are you acting funny? No, I'm acting grown.
Right. I'm too old to be on the floor.
Baby, this back ain't set up the way it was when I was 16.
Right.
No, I had 4 kids and 3 C-sections. Not gonna do it.
Plus, I'm just too old to be doing
that's
that.
Right.
Bitch, do I look 10 to you?
You make a valley.
Right.
Right.
Oh. I'm waking up early in the morning folding blankets and shit. No.
Shit, I feel like,
she didn't have like no air mattress or nothing.
No. I feel like you know how they say you demasculate. I feel like she mama
skating. Right.
Mama, like, I don't know. I was
she
like,
broke you down to like a child level.
I can't even tell my kids what to do no more.
So where was they sleeping?
Who?
The kids.
On the floor with me.
Oh, dang. Oh, so you really did sleep.
No, that's what she wanted them to sleep.
Oh,
like,
no.
No.
What, she only got like one bedroom or something?
No, she got 3 bedrooms, but they all
occupied. Bitch, you won't have to share it. Head, foot.
Well, the kids could have slept in the room with the aunts and all, but
yeah.
No, I'd say if I get a room.
That is too funny.
Shit, it wasn't funny when they was in the house. I was up there having an argument. Why are we arguing about this? But anyway, yeah, I understand the whole sleeping in your bed.
Yeah, so I was like, nah, girl, I'm all right. And then then the next morning, I'm on my radio, and she's talking about it. Malaga Grimm's talking about it. And I was like, oh, shit. So I had to text my cousin. I'm like, I'm glad I didn't come.
Right. So your cousin didn't text you that night to say, damn, they ain't
showing you. Nah. I think by the time I was probably asleep.
How long did it last?
She was supposed to perform at 11:30.
And she Central Time. That was Central Time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they was in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And so people on Twitter and Instagram, they all trying to like live stream it from their phones. Mm. And then you know it's people like the computer, the AI is like taking everybody's pages down.
Oh my gosh, that was really a big thing.
Yeah. Folks was mad as hell.
I know they were, especially the people who really went to go see her. Well, people who.
This one person also, she spent $80. I was like, on what?
On a subscription to her?
Yeah. I told my cousin, I was like, y'all, I don't know why.
It's a pay-per-view fight.
I don't know, right? I was like, I don't know why everybody just didn't come up with another email address.
That part. Oh, she owed him. She owed him. That's why.
She had to pay her past due balance and the new balance. That's why she spent $80.
You better go get you
an
AOL account.
Girl, that is... I remember talking to somebody. It was my manager, the one that owns Kimmy's Kitchen.
Okay.
And I was working for him. He was like, what's your email address? And I told him, he was like, and I told him it was at Yahoo. He was like, oh, so you got to be at least 25. Yeah. I was like, how you know?
I was for,
oh, yeah. Okay. He was like, everybody uses Gmail now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember my mom had an AOL account.
I know. I remember having an AOL account. And I know when I work with people, when I have the members call in at work, and they be like, AOL. And I'm like, oh, you, especially AOL, you got to be in
your 50.
45, 50. You got to. You ain't no 100 at AOL.
Right.
And then when they say Yahoo, I'm like, okay. Yeah. You don't look good, but you don't know what it is. Yeah.
That is too far there. Then my mom, she had an AT&T.net.
Yeah, they still, them other people still use that. Comcast. What's the other one? I'd be like, ugh, where you get that from? RR got something.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it'd be all kind of crazy stuff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But that's terrible. That's terrible when Nicki Minaj, well, the people don't care,
because So what did you think about the BET Awards then?
I thought it was just... It was, I mean, they had the... Of course, they had the latest people on there. You know, like, they saw hours and hours, and they had... what's her name? Lotto, she performed and she brought on Old Dirty Bastards at the beginning.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, and then she brought on Mariah Carey.
See, that's the only part I watched.
Really? You watch it on
I fast forwarded on YouTube and Facebook, just watching clips of the show.
Oh, yeah. And then Puffy.
That was
what really scared me was look him.
That shit was hilarious. And then what was funny, my cousin, my cousin Kim, we was talking about it. She was like, I know you was mad on that little Kim part. I was like, hell yeah, I'm like, this is my favorite part of the goddamn song.
I know, because you had posted it one time.
Yeah. And I was just like,
she
what
came
the
out
hell?
Here.
Too busy trying to do them that. If I could hear that bitch good in her ear. She had trying to do that damn dance instead of just
getting into her performance.
Yeah. Like, you're only there for one verse, ho, so I don't know why you doing the most. This is not your concert. This is not your moment.
Ooh,
then,
yeah.
Mary J. Blige sounded like she needed to spit or swallow.
Oh, what?
Mary J. Blige, on her part.
I was so happy to see her and Jodeci on the stage together.
For 2 milliseconds.
It don't matter, because I didn't know it was somebody's part.
You think it
was? Yeah, they was fighting.
That is too funny.
Somebody did some time. I'm not real time.
And to me, Casey and JoJo did like the best performance.
Yeah, I know. Out of the whole, yeah. Well, Sean.
I really didn't watch that far.
Oh, okay. He did good because he was in prison for a lot of years. And then Busta Rhymes did good.
I hated that. Pass the Ciroc this way. That is not how that damn song go. And then, what was funny, because I'm screaming. I'm like, Pastor, come by
me. And they said Ciroc.
I'm like, huh? Well, wait a minute. I'm like, it don't even sound cool.
I know. And because that song brain makes so many memories for me, because that's how I started drinking.
You stupid.
No, for real. That's the reason why I started drinking, because they had that damn song. And I was watching the video, and they looked like they were having fun. They were passing Kavasi.
Doing that Harlem Nights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I had Kavasi on the bar that we had, and I was like, let me go and see what they're talking about. Damn or die.
I'm mad it could bring Pharrell out.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
He probably
they said they couldn't get a lot of people.
I'm glad
then he did it and screwed over to come to perform.
Yeah, the only ones that need some money. I'm glad Diddy did do a tribute to Kim Porter, though. Well, slash.
Yeah.
But
right.
Still nice.
But Faye Davis didn't sound.
It's probably all that
that big ass hat she had on.
Oh, all the things she been doing lately.
Right, whooping his ass.
Yeah. And after watching the Biggie documentary, the Faye Davis documentary.
Where?
on one of those apps. I gotta find it for you.
Yeah, because I watched Mary J. Blige's, so you gotta show me. I gotta watch that one.
Yeah, and I just found out that she, well, through that I found out, huh, Stevie J had been like in some type of relationship. I didn't know that.
I knew she was whooping his ass. That's the only part I know.
He's a
product of domestic violence. Right. Oh, Stevie J.
Oh, baby, can't catch him, baby.
Right. He catch these hands, though.
My dad looked like she beat people up, though.
Right. She looked like she could fight. Mm-hmm. But what else did I see? And then I liked the... I fast forward through all that goddamn.
Girl, he came out there with a mask. I don't know. He was hot as fuck.
That's probably why I was taking so long. He was hyperventilating.
I know. You can tell because you could hear him breathing. He was like, you know, take off. Just poke a hole in the middle with your mouth there so you can get some air in there.
That'll look really suspect then.
Well, he is
weird. Yeah. That whole speech, I fast forward through it. And then I liked the... What was it, the pose?
The pose? Oh, the pose
Billy Porter and her.
I did not like his outfit.
Girl, he looked like Eartha Kitt for real.
Girl, he like one of the things off of the Wiz.
Every time I saw him, pull the crank, whatever the fuck she said in Emperor's New Groove. Wrong leather! That's all I kept thinking.
Oh my goodness.
Then he was about to trip over that damn, over that train he had.
I know, he was doing too much.
Right.
I did like the fact that I found out later that Kirk Franklin produced the show.
Oh, shut up. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. No wonder why he was performing. Well, they always bring him out on goddamn BET Awards like he's the only gospel artist.
I know. I guess he's just the one that's the most
popular,
live,
more secular.
Yeah, more secular, yeah.
But I fast forward through his performance too.
I watched it. I think it was all right. I feel like that he still got his dance moves and for him to be
there. I missed the choir that he had with Tamla Mann and David Mann was in.
Man, that's who I want to see.
Tamla.
She has lost so much. She looks so
good. Oh shit, I ain't seen him lately.
Yes, Tamla Mann looks so good.
Let me see him.
I'm like, go ahead, Tam. Auntie Tam.
Let me see if I can find her. Because I ain't seen her lately.
Yeah, she looks wonderful. Oh. Even with her being, like, even though she's a very plus size woman, she still had a nice shape on her.
Yeah.
It wasn't like she was just fat and just ugh.
Yeah, she wasn't a nasty fat.
Mm-mm.
No. I was about to say she wasn't built like Precious.
Oh, that poor body. Yeah, she got married.
Oh yeah, they like a white dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looking good.
She looks really good. Okay, Tam.
Right, Tamla Mann.
Get your life, girl. Get your life.
And still can sing.
Baby, them pipes, them vocal cords
ain't going nowhere. Touch. What else was on the BT? I fast forward through Taraji P. Henson's monologue.
I don't
want to hear nobody talk about nothing about no goddamn abortions.
Girl, Wade versus Roe. I don't even talk about that. I don't even bring up this subject anymore. People ask me how I feel.
I'm done having kids, bitch. I ain't got no horse in this race. I ain't got no fetus in this race.
And even if I did, come on now. Like, y'all still gonna do what y'all gonna do. So right. Let's stop acting like y'all ain't gonna have no abortion. Listen to this out loud.
Bitch, what was funny is I tried to scare Misty like that. Cause I was telling Misty, I was like, don't ever, well, Shanina's been telling her just like don't sit raw on a toilet seat.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling her the other day, I was like, girl, yeah, you can't sit on them toilet seats. You gotta, you know, put a toilet seat cup. You'll end up pregnant. And then then Shanina said, yep, and then it's illegal to have an abortion, so you gotta keep it. And,
oh my goodness, I had her.
It was so funny. She was just, well, I was on the phone, so I didn't get to see her reaction, but I was just like, the shit was funny to me. Then what else? What else was on the BET Awards? I just watched Saucy Santana's performance today.
I didn't even watch his performance.
It was alright. I mean, he didn't even get to perform on the stage. He was like in the pre-show shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, somebody needs to be pre-show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But his outfit was horrendous.
What they say he looked like?
Let me see.
They said he looked like that green Muppet thing. I forgot what's the name of it.
Somebody said he was stealing Christmas.
Stealing? Oh, Lord.
Let me see if I can find that outfit.
He looked at a hot mess.
But he was on there. Let me see if you can walk. 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 Walk.
Yeah, I didn't watch none of his performances.
Yes, bitch, how about us look like, we talking about the garbage man, that Muppet?
No, it was, it's the towel Muppet that had the green and white on, he had big red lips. I don't think he was on, like,
Muppet. Not on Sesame Street.
No, he wasn't on Sesame Street, he was, like, a different show. It's a Nickelodeon show, I believe.
Let me see. A Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, I think.
I can't think of it.
If I find it, I'll let you know.
Please let us know. Then, so what else? My week was good. I had drove for Uber yesterday.
Okay.
That was, when I say interesting, very interesting.
Yeah.
So no matter what, no matter what time I'm doing Uber, I was starred here in Arlington, and I make my way up to damn Dallas.
Okay. Is it Uber Eats or just?
I was going both.
Okay.
And so last night, I saw some real interesting interesting shit. So started out with me ending up in Rockwall. Well, I started in Arlington, then I went to Fort Worth, like off of 287. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up in Rockwall.
Uh-huh.
And I had picked up this couple. Everybody was drinking. I guess everybody's celebrating 4th of July on the 3rd now.
Yeah.
So, right, yeah. Because my sister said she had to go to work Tuesday in order to get her holiday pay.
Oh. But she was out today.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, sometimes like you got to work the days before and the days after. Mm-hmm. So I picked up this couple, drunk as hell. And we sitting there talking.
Were they Caucasian?
You know it. Mm-hmm. Girl, it's for it to be Rockwall.
Right.
They was hanging out on the boat. And so what happened? So we just talking. Mm-hmm. And the one was like, I'm from Long Island. I was like, oh, what made you move here? Mm-hmm. And she was like, I really like it here. And I was telling her that I miss small town stuff and the weather is just ridiculous. I'd rather be where somewhere where it's like a little bit cooler. Uh-huh. And then her husband, he was drunker than her. Mm-hmm. He talking gang of shit. Talking about something. I can do a, because she said Boston people and New York people don't like each other.
Why?
I don't know. And I thought, I was like, well, girl, I seen Family Guy. Family Guy had did an episode about it. And so her husband was like, I could do Peter Griffin. So he's sitting and talking like Peter the whole goddamn ride. And it was so funny. And then he was like, you sound like you can sing. Can you sing? Mm-hmm. Sing a song. I was like, I'm not finna sing no damn song.
Right.
And then the wife goes, ooh, let's sing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So bitch, we in the car rapping Fresh Prince.
That's the only song that's the only Negro spirit.
That's what I was thinking. Girl, we in the whole car in West Philadelphia.
Orange.
Right. Oh, he was just cracking up. Damn.
Some of
them
drunk
and
ribbed off on you.
Girl, yes. Damn. He was getting so belligerent. I can't remember like some of the stuff he was saying. He was just really just talking. Uh-huh. And the wife was like, I'm going to need you to reel it back some, just a little bit.
That's what she's telling him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he cussing her out. That's my
like,
thing.
Real cussing?
Nobody just cussing at her.
Oh, okay.
Like you being an asshole.
Oh.
Kind of. You know, that kind of talk.
Yeah.
And doing Uber is so interesting because every time I get couples, they end up fighting in the car.
Because they most of the time be drunk.
they was drunk last night, so a lot of them was arguing.
Yeah.
So this other couple I had picked up, they were arguing about what time they got home the night before. And I'm assuming they both been drinking, especially the dude.
Yeah.
He was like, the last Uber we had gum tacos and we didn't get home till like 3:30. She was like, no, we didn't. And they were going back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, who gives a shit? And he was like, you know what? I'm sorry that I said 3:30 instead of 3:00.
Oh my goodness.
Like, it was that guy.
Got in his feelings.
And then she was like, I need you to shut the fuck up. Like, yeah. It was
hilarious. They probably argued in Uber because they got time. And yeah. Got to worry about the road.
Yes.
You know, like, what you said? Now, what you had said about my mama last week?
Girl, they both going through each other's phone, trying to look up Uber receipts.
Oh, my goodness.
So they can prove which one is right.
Oh, this ain't that serious. But you know, when you're drunk, everything's serious.
Right.
You can breathe heavy. See, that's why I told your fat ass to stay up there. I know, but you irritate me. I can't think.
And then, it was just so funny. Then I saw something really sad. This guy had ran into the light pole.
This in Rockwell?
I think by that time I was in Richardson, maybe?
So you all out there.
Yeah. And looking for Uber rides. So when I pulled up, I saw the lights, and I'm just thinking they had somebody pulled over, or maybe there was like an accident with two cars. But no, this guy, he was on the same road, like on the same way I was going, and he jumped the curb and ran into the light pole.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I had to like maneuver to try to get around them, because they kind of like blocked the street off, and I could see them on the side doing like a sobriety test on him. I was like,
he was okay.
So that's how you knew he was drunk. Yeah, especially how that car was. I can show you the picture. And then I had picked up some people, and I was like, y'all been drinking? And they was like, yeah. I was like, well, thank y'all for calling the Uber, because I just passed by this guy that ran into the pole. And there was like, oh, so I was like, hopefully we'll see it when we go back past there. And so here it is right here.
Damn, he wrapped around that
level. Right. And then one of the guys was telling the girl, like, girl, roll your window down. She was like, I'm not. I was like, well, girl, I do it for you. And I rolled the window down. I was like, girl, take a picture and send it to me so I can tell people what happened.
That's too much.
Yeah.
I cannot stand when people drink and drive. I just cannot.
I can't say nothing because I've done it plenty of times.
I have too, but what I'm saying is I can't stand people do it.
And get in an accident.
It hurts people.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Well, I'm glad it was just him, though. Nobody else in the car.
I know.
Nobody else involved in the accident.
See, that's good. If you're
going
to do it to yourself.
Don't do it to them. Right. Don't involve nobody into your foolishness.
So you wouldn't even know where around 360 that night then?
No.
That girl had got killed.
Shut up!
Yeah, you didn't hear about it?
Did you not hear what I just said?
Yeah. It was an 18-year-old girl who was getting off of I-20 going to 360.
Yeah.
And she was in a Range Rover, and I guess she lost control of it, or maybe texting. But when they got to the scene, she was dead.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah,
I know. I was thinking about that. I was like, damn, she was a baby. I mean, when she was so young, her mom and dad probably let her use the car, and she done going too fast. So you know that when you're getting on 360 from I-20, that's kind of sharp.
She was coming back to Arlington, or like going towards Mansfield?
She's going back to Arlington.
Okay.
Yeah, so she.
Yeah, it does get a little sharp.
Yeah, if you ain't
paying attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I-20 and 360, for some reason, those feel like death traps to me. Because I remember one time I was coming from my apartment out here on Pioneer, going to Quick Trip when we moved to Midlothian.
Yeah.
And I hit 360 and I was going to eventually
take 20?
No, go keep going straight down.
Yeah.
360 and then it turns into, I forget what it turned into. But anyway.
287.
287. And then as I was coming, it was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and somebody was on the wrong side of the freeway.
Shut up.
Towards me. And I just panicked and took the next exit and got the fuck on off of there because I wasn't.
And this was on the 20 or 360.
Yeah, like in that, yeah. Right in that little area. But they was on 360. I was on 360.
Like, how do you even do
that's
that?
That's what I said, because it's like 4 or 5 lanes. How the hell did you get over here?
And then still driving like you on the right side.
The lights on and everything, just cruising down the street. And my six car.
Right.
I was like, oh, boy, I just started praying, God, I'm not for that. Not today, Lord.
That is crazy.
They had to be drunk, though.
Yeah. But I've seen some people do that in broad daylight, and I'm just like, why?
Now, downtown is understandable, because them one ways.
I'm talking about in Arlington.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, no, Arlington ain't got that many one ways.
On the freeway.
It was on the street.
Oh, on the street, yeah.
Like somebody come out of the parking lot, I was like, oh, okay, I see all the, like, there's like no separation in the lanes, like no yellow line or nothing. So it's like, what makes you think this is a two-way street?
Right. And how you gonna be drunk in the middle of the day somewhere? It's possible.
Yeah, I've had a couple of drunk people like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Wasting their Four Locos in my car.
Not the Four Loco. That's what
it smelled like.
Ugh, those are the nastiest drunks.
I got one in the refrigerator.
I understand this whole time. But that's a nasty drunk, though.
Yeah.
Compared to like a liquor drunk or.
It's the sugar.
I never thought about that.
Because whenever I would get like a hangover, I realized like, oh, I had a whole bunch of margaritas that night.
So the sugar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you get hangovers off of liquor?
Or no.
No. I don't either. I don't get hangovers.
Besides the runs, that's it.
Yeah, if I do too much.
The liquor runs.
Yeah.
You ran through lips, though, not a liquor running through you.
Yeah, I don't really get hangovers anymore like I used to, but if I drink vodka, tequila, I would definitely
get
a hangover.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I don't even drink, though, no, bro.
I don't either. The last hangover I got was Pink Whitney. I said, not again, never again.
I might need to go back to it, though.
Why?
Because I ain't had, like, drink, in like 2-3 weeks, maybe a month, if I was actually paying attention. I went back to drinking the rum. I can't even do it no more.
What's wrong?
It burns so bad.
When you drinking it,
yeah, because I used to drink it every day.
Yeah,
so it really wasn't phasing me, but now it's like, oh my God,
mix it.
I don't want to.
Well, you might want should. Well, or go, but see, vodka don't have a lot of sugar in it, so.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It probably could, you know, because like you said, it's a sugar. And that brown be making it. That brown is
right.
Ain't nothing but sugar. Molasses and all that.
Do them fucking mixed drinks, the triple sec, and
oh yeah,
all that other crap they be adding in drinks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, this ain't it for me. It's time to be all hurt.
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about just continue, like stop drinking for real all the way?
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay. No, I get you, because I don't want to completely.
Yeah, but
I do want to ease up on it though.
Yeah, but to me it was proof, because a lot of people used to talk to me about my drinking. Mm-hmm. Thinking I had a drinking problem, I was like, no, you just got a problem with my drinking.
I like that. No, I do. Yeah. I like that, because I don't. Okay, so why are you flipping on them like that? I want to hear this whole.
What?
Why you say that to them like that? Like, why you say that? They got a
problem with children. Oh, because I was, well, you know, there's a thing called functioning alcoholics, but me, like, proof is in the pudding. Like I said, I just went a month without drinking. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't even need it.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it because I can't, because I'm grown.
And you like it.
Yeah.
And that's like one of the perks of being grown.
Right.
Being able to drink, stay up as long as you want to, and have sex. Don't nobody else want to be grown for nothing.
Right. Especially since I ain't been having sex, I've been compensating with alcohol. Like, leave me alone.
Well, what about when you're drinking could or does disturb other people's peace? Why did people was telling you need to stop? What were you doing?
Bragging about my drinking?
You weren't like just getting on like
no,
getting on people's nerves.
No, I'm but like, you, ooh, time for like for a breakfast drink. Like I guess I have a beer for breakfast.
Oh, see that young man. I have business on that one.
Or I would tell them, like, oh, I bought this bottle, and I got done with it, like, in almost, like, a day and a half. They're like, oh, you got a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. Like, if it's that type of situation.
Did you want the rest of these?
No.
I'm just going to snack it.
And when it's that type of situation, when it's not really bothering nobody, they just don't want you to do it because they don't think it's good.
Yeah.
That's different than when it's getting on people that's doing shit.
Exactly, that's it.
Because
I'd be at home doing all my drinking.
Right.
Minding my business, having a concert,
Yeah. See, that's the kind of drink that I do. I like to be at the house, minding my business. I'm not gonna drive nowhere. I'm not gonna go do nothing.
Right.
I'm not purposely trying to get on the internet. Now, if you call me in the middle of my drunkenness, that's on you. Right. You get whatever drunk king right. is. You're gonna get that. Don't call me talking about you need to stop eyeing, stop the shit.
Right, but there's been a couple of times where, like, I would drive home blackout drunk.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, something ain't right. Bitch, I made it home.
Right.
Leave me alone. Right. Let me go back to bed.
Because I guess they think about that time when you don't, when you might not make it home. And I understand.
Girl, let's cross that bridge when we get to it.
But let's not do it all.
Let's cross that bridge when we get to it.
It's just like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's worse things than drinking. I know drinking can mess up.
Right. I'm not, ain't like I'm a crackhead out here.
Right. I know it can mess up your liver and give you cirrhosis and all that kind of stuff. But sugar.
Girl, first of all, alcohol got healing properties in it.
It does. That's why that's the only thing that was open during right. COVID. I said, why? I asked the man to look at the store. I said, why y'all open? You want to kill COVID.
Right.
Give me that bottle behind you.
Right. And then I would go into grocery stores and I would see people that would come in to like make those beer displays and shit. Mm-hmm. And I heard one guy telling another guy, he was like, we've been so busy since COVID. Mm-hmm. He was like, we selling out. We was like, we can't eat. We can barely keep up mm-hmm. with the damn demand.
Yeah, look at sort of like the essential things. And it does. You have COVID and you could drink you a hot cider, and you're going to be COVID.
Exactly. I've been telling people that. Mm-hmm. Especially people who like get congested and shit. I'm like, warm up some tea and put you some dark liquor in there. You'll be perfectly fine.
Yep. You'll be on that
motherfucker. Even blood clots. I had
blood clots.
Yeah. I had one in my leg and got rid of it.
By drinking?
Drinking whiskey.
Mm-hmm. I fuck whiskey. That's what I love. I love the whiskey. Love the clowns. I feel like that's how old white men say whiskey.
Right.
But
Ooh, bitch. Which reminds me, speaking of old white men, I picked up this old white man. He was drunk.
Oh, my goodness.
And well, he was drunk. I picked him up from a bar, and he called an Uber because he didn't want to drive. So he was like, "Can we stop at my car first?" And I was like, "Where is it?" He was like, "It's there." I was like, "There's like four or five cars in this parking lot, sir."
Yeah.
Which one is yours?
Right.
I had to turn around and look. He was like, "Oh, it's this one right here." He went to his car and pulled out like a six pack of beer.
Oh, I thought you had pulled the car out.
No.
He pulled out some pepper
and beer and came back in the car. I'm like, all right, we can go now. I'm like, you already drunk. What is you doing?
Getting drunker?
Bruh. Then we in the car, he asked me about 50 times how you like driving for Uber.
Because he had forgot.
Yeah.
He was drunk. He forgot he had an accident.
Then he kept saying, oh, thank you so much for picking me up. I was like, yeah, no problem. And so when I got him home, he gets out. He's like, you want a beer? I was like, no, I'm good. He was like, I'm going to miss you.
Oh,
right. I was like, I'm going to miss you too. I was like, you sure you got it? Because he almost failed getting out the car.
Yeah.
Whole ass showing. Trying to get out.
It'd be so, I mean, I know drinking is wrong, or it may be considered wrong for some people, but it'd be so funny.
Right.
When you see a motherfucker drunk like that and they boot all out, they about to fall over, they.
Right. Like that's fine. Yeah. It's the acting crazy.
Yeah.
Or I'm about to throw up type shit.
And the combative ones.
Yeah.
The ones who get angry.
Right.
I can't stand it when they get to crying.
Right. I had a friend who told me that happened. He picked up some girls and they was in the car. They were drunk. And then they started arguing. And one just started crying because he was talking about her boyfriend and shit. I was like, yeah, girl, you can't be in my car doing that.
Like, get out. I don't really have a problem with anything that anybody does. I have a brother.
What?
You
got a brother.
Let me finish my scene team.
Oh, my God.
McDonald's worker.
Excuse you?
Yeah, because that's what they do at McDonald's. You get to order your food. Yes, and what else? And what else? Girl, let me get my first. I have a brother who, my older brother, he used to straight up tell me, he's like, I'm not trying to stop smoking meth, so.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean.
How much clearer can you get? I was like, bro, you think you're gonna stop? Nope. Not right now. I want to.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. As long as you know.
But then proceeded to try to smoke in front of me. I was like, okay, this is where I'm okay with you. Yeah, I'm okay with you not wanting to stop, but I ain't gonna watch you do it. So I'll see you later. But I respect people who say, it might be. Even, I know a lot of people get mad because I'm one of the people that I know, like, I'm looking at you get drunk and drink, or whatever it is you're doing, and it's literally probably killing you. And if I done told you, and if I done tried to speak to you about it, and I done kept doing it, at some point in time, I'm gonna stop.
Right.
And then other people come around, they'll be like, well, why are you ain't saying I do?
Didn't this happen last time?
What you mean? Do we have
with the other, yeah. No.
Yeah, probably so.
The dude we went, you went to his house, dropped off for a bottle.
No, I didn't talk to him about shit.
Oh, okay, I thought you did. No. I thought this because I was like, this sounded familiar.
No, it's probably recent, but I didn't talk to him. Drink till you die, nigga.
You so familiar.
Yeah, shit on yourself.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, you get cirrhosis. You can't do that. You shit on yourself, you can't eat
something. Oh, shut up. Like, what is it? Like, you can't control your booty hole? Like, what?
You can, but it's just that you don't have the energy. You just get depleted when you get cirrhosis.
Girl, this is going to be my last sip. I'm done.
You ain't nowhere near that. You have to literally be down in that every day. One bottle back in the day. Every day. Not every other day, but every day. And you got to do it for years because your liver is
singing. Yeah, it replenishes itself. Mm-hmm.
So you literally have to be like, fuck you, liver.
Right.
Fuck you, new liver.
Like, oh my gosh. That is crazy.
I know. But I'll let people do what they want to do. I don't try to tell you nothing. I don't try to.
Right. Try to change you. Mm-hmm. Anybody got time for that?
Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to do that.
Right.
And leave me alone. If I want to eat 3 burgers, that's all I need.
Yeah.
It's like everybody got the advice. Mine's being greedy.
Right.
I ain't got to lie to nobody. I'm greedy.
Right.
But I overeat.
But my week was good, though. It's the most stuff that happened. But we already been on here for like 40 minutes.
So
let's get Let's get into some of the topics. Jeez. Dude, I was born with a God-given mouth. I can see why these niggas gon' hate me now. Cause the shit I've been kicking and putting now. Ain't no way you can hold me or keep me. But child, let's go ahead and celebrate the 4th of July with America's best. With America's favorite pastime, and then shooting up places. So there was a shooting a few hours ago in Highland Park, Illinois, leaving 6 dead, more than 2 dozen wounded. I just watched a video on YouTube. On Facebook. And then it was kind of creepy because the guy or the kid that was recording, he was more excited about getting it caught on film than being involved in a possible mass shooting. So there was this parade, and all of a sudden you see people in the parade like start running. Mm-hmm. And then everybody on the side start running. You hear somebody's like, they're shooting or whatever. And so what happened?
It was today.
Yeah, it was just a few hours ago. In Chicago, Illinois, and police are still searching for the subject, which is so weird.
It's one person?
They just said Chris O'Neill, who's the police commander, says that it's a white man between 18 and 20 years old wearing a t-shirt, which describes probably the majority of the fucking person that was there at the goddamn parade. So it said a rifle was recovered from the scene. Authorities said the attack appears to be completely random, and the suspect appeared to shoot from a roof. They described the suspect as armed and dangerous. I mean, no shit. So 31 people were transported to 2 hospitals, according to the North Shore University Health System spokesperson, Jim Anthony. The vast majority had gunshot wounds while other injuries were caused in the chaos of like people running and trampling over folks and shit. The shooting was in Highland Park, 25 miles north of motherfucking Chicago. But I just find it weird. Everybody got a camera. Didn't nobody see nothing.
Everybody got a camera. Everybody got a gun.
They can't find nobody.
This one, I mean, I know you've already expressed this a couple of times that you don't like going nowhere, but does it really deter you from going places when you hear stories like this?
Not deter me, because if it's my time, it's just my time.
Right.
Whether I'm in the house or out there.
Yeah.
But it does, like, I do get, like, a little bit nervous to where, I've always been one of those, let me just go in and come out.
Right.
That's why I used to hate going shopping with my mom.
Right.
Because, bitch, we both could have been shot the way she shops.
Yeah.
It's like, let's walk around up and down the aisle looking for sales and shit.
Oh.
Shit that's marked down on clearance, those closeout sales Kroger's be having.
Yeah.
But you can find some good stuff sometimes.
Yeah, those closeout sales are a little white. I look for the white tag. Right. The red, I get that. I don't even know if
that is. Right. You know, let's try it. Let's try something new.
2 cents.
Good. Right. Right. But, she was like, oh, let's just walk around. I was like, girl, anybody got time for this?
Right.
And so whenever I go shopping, I'm always the in and out person.
Yeah.
Like, I know what I'm coming in here for. Do not deter me. I'd be so rude to the people that be hanging out in front of electronics.
Yeah.
They was like, oh, you know, how's your cable bill? I was like, fuck you, get away from me. One time this one right.
Yeah.
This one dude was like, hey, how you doing? Leave me alone. That's what I said. He was like, you don't even know what I'm doing. Get away from me. Get away from me right now.
I'm gonna stop to listen knowing I ain't finna buy something.
See, I hate
that. Oh, really? Good deal. How long y'all gonna live?
You are stupid.
What's your name?
No, I never do that.
I do. Because I don't want to. I'm going to stop, though, because that shit just, it keeps me in the stuff. Like, you're going to talk to motherfuckers for 30 minutes. Right. They really think they're about to get a sale.
Right. Exactly.
I wasn't gonna never buy
and it. I don't want to waste your time and waste my, and it, like, let me tell you, when I'm so much of a, I'm going in and I'm coming out. I will park, like if what I need is in a back of the store, I will park in automotive at Walmart so I can go through the back way.
Oh my goodness.
So I go straight there and then I come straight and I'll pay for my stuff in electronics or in the automotive section, in the automotive area, and I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually a smart one. I be going through the front and be hitting everything. I didn't forget what I wanted.
Shut up.
But at one point in time, did grocery stores feel safe to you?
I never thought about it.
Because
we didn't hear about
shootings
like that.
Like, places that didn't feel safe for me have always been like movie theaters, malls.
Yeah.
Outdoor events.
And that's where the shootings at now, yeah. And then another thing is I make sure I don't, if I piss people off, it's on the highway.
Okay.
Because I can easily get away.
So you ain't
stuff. No,
right.
I'm not, because I used to cuss people out and stuff. Mm-hmm. This, like me and my mom went to the store, we in the produce, we sitting there looking at the fucking vegetables, and this man reaches over my mom to grab some. And I think that was one of the first times I cussed in front of her. I'm like, excuse the fuck out of you.
Not me, you're dead. What, you definitely dumb? Excuse me. That's all you gotta say. Excuse me, man.
Right. May I get this?
My
right. And then it was an old white man.
You know, he
like,
oh,
yeah. Right. My mom was like, Andre, calm down. I was like, no.
She wasn't offended?
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
mom
is so funny.
No, you know what's funny? She will go off on people.
Yeah.
At the grocery store, too. So it's when she's in the mood. Because Chad, one time we was in self checkout, and you know some people be slick by sending their kids ahead of the line to cut.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's a child; they don't know what they're doing. So me and my mom in the line. This woman sent her kid up to the front, and a woman came behind. My mom was like, "Uh-uh, don't be cutting."
Yeah.
And then she starts speaking this man. I'm like, "Don't be speaking that shit. You know what cutting means."
Was not playing
that. Right.
She was probably tired.
Right. She was passing some bullshit, Chad.
Yeah.
You get her going. But yeah, I never back in the day, like back in the day, a few years ago, never really thought about like, ooh, hopefully I don't get shot up in here.
Yeah.
Really did. Even growing up in Little Rock,
right.
I never been like, ooh, hopefully it wasn't nobody do a drive out, even though people were shooting every day.
Yeah. I remember Little Rock was the murder capital for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what they told us.
Huh? Yeah, they did a whole damn HBO special.
Yeah,
they had
little kids out there. I'm like, they banging in Little Rock?
Right. What was embarrassing is, bitch, my mama pointed some of the people out.
Yeah.
I remember him. I know his daddy.
See? this right here, it does make me not want to go to like nothing, like no type of gathering or nothing.
Right.
You don't know.
And people thought I was crazy when I said thank God for COVID.
No, for real.
Because shootings have went down,
yeah.
Especially the schools, because that's what it was before COVID. Mm-hmm. School shootings were like damn near every other week.
Yeah.
I was like, school shootings are down to zero. Thank God for COVID. It was like, oh, that is just so insensitive.
People always look for reasons to be offended.
Right. I'm like, bitch, ain't no kids being murdered.
Right.
You know, besides the ones that's in the fetus. So it's like, everything is for a purpose. But I guess they still looking for him, so we'll see.
They're not gonna find no 18-year-old white man
in a t-shirt. Kind of like the fucking when that happened with the at the marathon with that bombing.
Oh yeah. Did they ever find him?
Yeah, they found him. He in jail right now.
Oh, child, I
didn't find him. And then I think that was at one point he was up for parole or something. But anyway, but yeah, they did find him. He was like hiding in somebody's boat.
Oh,
they found him that day. They was hunting him down. Maybe because they knew he wasn't white.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they was really looking for him. But here, fucking Chicago taking their precious ass time.
Yeah. But we already know how Chicago roll.
Right, but they sure wasn't quick to send this motherfucking R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that at? Here it is right here. They was quick and in a hurry to send this dead man.
Oh, yeah.
300 years. That's I'm playing 30.
That's bad. Damn.
My cousin asked me, she said, what do you think about? I was like, you shouldn't have did any time. You shouldn't have to. I was like, most of the people were sold to him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm not, okay, let me say this. Because to me, I'm for real, like, let's not play dumb here. At 16, we was all doing something we had no business doing.
Yeah. And if we weren't actually doing it, we was...
Right.
Going to.
Even the girl that's in the tape knew what she was doing. And when she took that money and was like, thank you.
And the way she was handling.
Yeah. She'd have done it before.
She was not new with that.
No.
She was
true to this.
Right.
Not new to this.
She was 13. And let me just say this. She didn't look like no virgin either. She looked like she had. Because R. Kelly ain't no. He just well endowed.
He is?
Yeah, on the video, he looked like
I didn't think he was, but yeah.
To me, he didn't. Okay, I'll say he looked too big for a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
He ain't that experience. Because she took it like a pro.
Right.
I think that I don't know.
Right. So I'm just like... So I'm just like, let's not play dumb here. Like, granted... let me just say this. Yeah, what R. Kelly did was wrong. Yada, yada, yada. Blase, blase. Everybody know that. But let's not pretend. What the fuck was that? Bitch, it's not orange juice. You ain't got to shake it.
No, I thought. I put too much muscle into the pickup. I thought it was like.
Oh.
That's why I was like.
You know, it used to be, but they changed it. And I think they made the stuff smaller. I'm going to have to tell you about how they charge the same amount of money, but give you less food in some of these grocery stores.
Grocery stores?
Yeah, with foods. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But anywho,
we've been buying herb chips for the longest.
Right. That's why I love the jalapeno Cheetos.
They
be full than a month. Well, let me not say that. Because we say my name is.
Probably three of them in there.
Right. Whole jalapeno, no cheddar. But yeah, let's not. We all know, everybody know this is wrong. Even pedophiles know they be wrong because that's why they be hiding shit.
Yeah.
So they know they wrong.
Yeah.
We know he was wrong. But the thing is, most of these people, majority of them, if not all of them, were fast. And not the victim blame, but it's like, or not the victim blame or victim shame.
Yeah.
But these were willing participants to a certain extent.
To the full extent.
I'm pretty sure they wanted to sleep with R. Kelly, but they didn't want to be trapped in a room and pissing in the bucket and forced to eat his shit. Like, that I'm pretty, part. Yeah. Right. So this,
but see, the little girl that was getting pissed on in the video, she was rubbing that shit in like it was lotion, like
it was lubricant. Like,
that David Oil.
Which reminds me, I like baby oil gel better than the actual oil.
It's
thicker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's everything sticks to you though.
I know, that's why I will put it on and then I will wipe some of it off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put it on after you have
the shower. I do, yeah, right after, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
back to the story.
No,
what's
happening? No, but I completely agree with you, Dre. I completely agree with you, and I'm a woman, I'm a black woman, and I'm so happy that black women are looking out for black women, because we don't always do that, let's be honest. Most of the time, when we get attacked by other women, it be our own women. Mm. She thinks she cute. It's always something. So I'm glad that these black women did stand up for these young girls that were getting mistreated in the sense of being pissed on, locked in a room, and all that.
Right, having to piss in a bucket, not eating. Like, like that was.
Not able to take care of their bodies, going to the doctor, because our kids gave out.
Having abortions and shit. Was it abortion or was it just?
No, abortion.
Titties.
What you mean?
I think they was getting titties.
He was giving them, making them
get somebody money. Said he bought them titties. But somebody, I can't remember.
He probably bought them whatever he felt like he wanted them to have. Because a lot of them were too young to even have titties.
Or like fully grown titties. Right.
Give me another couple. You didn't think you harming up a chance.
Right.
Yeah, they definitely had newborn titties. But the thing about it is, that's the part I like about it. I don't think R. Kelly needs 30 years. If you're going to give him 30 years, give each one of these parents.
See, that's my thing, too. The handlers, the security guards, his whole entourage, the parents, because some of those parents sold their kids out, like, led them to the fucking slaughter.
Yeah.
Give them some time, too, for child endangerment, but they ain't going to do that.
Right.
They trying to make R. Kelly out, like, as an example.
Right.
And it's like, it's not clicking for me.
And what's really not clicking for me is that I know we all know R. Kelly just got sentenced for years, but they just now put a movie out about Elvis, who literally married a 13-year-old girl.
Right.
Literally had 10-year-old girls in his home and was telling them, when you get 13, I'm going to give you some of this deep.
Right.
Like, y'all not...
You know what? I'm gonna have to watch it now. Just to see how they tell the story.
Man, they definitely got. I mean, Tom Hanks in it.
Oh yeah, so it ain't gonna be too bad.
Because
Green Mile was it wasn't graphic, but it did touch like some sensitive subject.
Yeah, I mean, but so they not gonna be Elvis like that.
You don't think so?
No,
you don't think the white folks ain't gonna do that?
No, I mean, Tom Hanks, he did Philadelphia, which was completely. It was cringy the whole time, but it made a good message. But
what?
Philadelphia, the movie Philadelphia?
I've never watched. I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Gosh,
I'm gonna have to find that.
It's a great movie.
I've seen. It was The Green Mile. I liked that one. Then it was another one called Road to Redemption or Rendition.
Oh yeah. Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
When he's like this gangster and his son and shit. Yeah, I like that movie. That movie was actually nice.
Oh my goodness, you have to watch Philadelphia. You will love it.
Okay. They'll be gonna put that on my to-do list.
Yeah. But
going back to I don't think R. Kelly should have got 30 years.
No.
Especially since there's like some regular schmegler people who are like full blown pedophiles who don't get that much time.
Right. I just feel like I said, anybody needs to go down with him.
Didn't we talk about this man that was like in the political arena, how he was being charged with fucking sex trafficking?
I'm pretty sure we have.
I can't remember his name, but yeah. He ain't nothing happened to him yet.
Yeah. A lot of them, I mean, I feel like if Jeffrey Epstein had him killed himself.
Allegedly
killed himself. He didn't even get 30 years, did he?
They didn't even get to the sentencing. They didn't even go through the trial yet. Yeah, he was in jail awaiting trial.
Yeah. I don't think he would have got 30 years.
No, probably wouldn't have.
And he was...
Ghislaine Maxwell, who was second in command to the whole goddamn thing, ain't got nothing.
Yeah, and she ain't gonna get that much time.
No.
She is not.
And they still trying to bring up new charges on goddamn Bill Cosby.
They better leave Bill alone.
You know, I've been binge watching his show, and I forgot how funny that show actually was. Or not even funny, but it was nice.
It was wholesome.
Very fucking wholesome. Yeah. Can't get those shows today.
That's the...
with Denzel. I'm sorry, with Denzel.
Denzel Washington.
With Denzel Washington.
But yeah, I don't like it, but he gonna, you know, I don't think he's gonna go 30.
Yeah, probably not.
He definitely gonna get out.
He'll probably die.
You think so?
Probably, most likely.
No, I think he'll get out. I think eventually he'll get out. But not to say that I want him to, because what he did, he does have a huge level of responsibility. Even though these people being brought to you don't mean that you're supposed to do that. Like, just because you still know you're an adult, you still know that you should be one. To have sex with little kids.
And then let's not pretend that his outlook on life was skewed different. Because he was abused as a child and his mom just took some money and just blew it off.
Yeah.
You probably thinking, oh, well then I can do this to other people and I won't get in trouble.
Absolutely. I mean, we definitely are a product of our environment. His sister was having sex with him.
Right. And raping him, girl, not just having sex.
Yeah, she was raping him. And who did it to the sister? You know, it's just like a snowball.
Yeah.
You know, because she can, and you don't come out the womb like, oh, I want to, you know.
Right.
So, it's terrible. Has his sister ever came out and said anything?
I don't think so.
Because his brother and his brother said it, so it must have happened.
They said that, in documents filed over the weekend in response to a lawsuit that claimed R. Kelly was placed on suicide watch. Where they already started it.
What?
Placed them on suicide watch.
After why he ain't being general.
Placed on suicide watch as a form of punishment, even though he was not suicidal. See, they started already.
So they couldn't set it up for him to get
killed. They said Kelly's claim should be dismissed because he fails to show a substantial likelihood of success for relief because. Custodial decisions are left up to the discretion of expert prison officials. So, child, we'll see. So, if R. Kelly wake up dead one day, they're going to say that he tried to kill himself.
Definitely can see that happening.
Right. So, we'll see. But, child... Ooh, speaking of child... No, I'm just playing. I'll talk about that later. So, this woman... When I say this shit was hilarious. Let me scroll up. Where is that? Where is it at? Where is it at? Where, so this woman, let me set up the scene. Because this shit is funny. Mm-hmm. So there's this woman, I want to say Mexico. Don't matter. It's this woman. She going through her husband's phone, mm-hmm. and she finds a picture of this skinny woman. She was like, motherfucker, you cheating on me? And he was like, bitch, I'm cheating on you with you. She was like, you, what the fuck, what that mean? And she just stabs him damn near to death. They arrest her. Bitch, come to find out, the pictures that she was looking at was pictures of her younger self. You can't make this shit up.
Why you done got so fat when you didn't even know how you used to look?
She don't even look that bad. Here she is right here.
Crazy. She just wants to stab at me.
Probably. Just an excuse. Yeah. I wonder if he cheated on her before.
He probably did, but damn. I mean, he was looking at you.
Right.
Crazy.
And probably wasn't even just looking at her. It was probably just an old picture of her in his phone.
Right. Maybe he was like, damn, I can't wait to get like this again.
Right. And she don't even look that bad. She's like, the girl, just do some crunches. You'll be all right. Go walking. You know one thing I've noticed when I do Amazon early in the morning, especially when I go to like certain neighborhoods where there's like a lot of Asian people, like Indian and Chinese people, they go walking as a family in the morning. And it's so fucking nice.
Wow. That's what's up.
And then one time I was in this neighborhood like late at night, they'll go walking in the evening too. Like, I don't know if they walk in the morning, in the evening, but it was just something I noticed. Yeah. And it was like five or six of them, family members, they came out the house and was just walking through the neighborhood.
That's nice. I think people should do that. Walk with your family.
Right.
And you might walk longer
because
you might be in
the right, especially when you like having a conversation and shit with people.
Yeah.
Probably right. Longer. And you be like, bitch, wait a minute. Speaking of walking, bitch, let me tell you what happened to me. Let me tell you what the fuck happened to me. So, you know, with the situation with the car, I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
And so whenever I need to get somewhere, I would either walk or I'll call my cousin for a ride. I'm on the phone with my sister, and I told her, I said, she was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm walking back to the house. I just left Racetrack so I can go to the ATM so I can, you know, withdraw some money out. And she was like, oh, okay. And then here go Misty ass in the background. He walked. I'm like, what the fuck that's supposed to mean?
She ain't never seen me walking away.
Right. I was like, what do you think I do all day? Hover?
Yeah.
Then she was like, he ain't walked there that fast.
Who said that?
Missed it. Just being a whole hater. A whole damn hater.
What's wrong with Misty?
I don't know, child. I asked her, like, are you PMSing?
Right.
Because I don't know why you in your feelings today or why you coming for me like that. Then the next day.
Coming for you.
Right. Then the next day, I had walked. Oh, this was the thing she said, when we were walking in the parade at the Pride, she was like, you barely made it. I was like, bitch, the sun was out and it was hot.
Yeah.
Wasn't no breeze, wasn't no shade.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it's like midnight when I was walking. So I was like, it's cooler tonight.
Right.
Then the next day I had walked to this rental car company to try to get me a car, but they were closed, so I had to go to another one. And I called my cousin. I called Shanina. I was like, girl, you know, can you come pick me up? Because I got to go literally across town. And I was like, I'm not walking that far. And then she was like, Kim, come get you. And I was like, all right, cool. And then, so Shanina was like, Shanina's telling Kim, Andre walked to the rental car place and they closed. He walked over there? I was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, y'all is just some fat phobic bitches. Some fat phobic bitches.
Supposed to be walking nowhere.
Right. I'm like, just because I'm big don't mean I don't walk.
Right.
I mean, you can't. Yeah, exactly.
You just choose not to. Lord.
I'm just like,
when we do walk, we need to walk, but if we enjoyed walking, we probably wouldn't be big.
Right. And but I like walking. I don't like walking in this heat. That's what I don't like. Unless I'm like in the complex, I'll walk in the complex. But if like I'm like on a mission to somewhere, no, I'm not doing that in the heat.
Right.
I'll walk in the complex because that way I know I'm close to home. So bitch, if I get tired, yeah, we're not gonna go down that way because I'm gonna go back home.
Right. I go stay out somewhere in the earth.
Right. And then what I do is, bitch, I would turn the air down to like 70, 60 something. Mm-hmm. So when I come back, it'd be ice cold in the house.
Ooh, I love it.
Bitch, to where my body goes into shock.
Nobody be like, yeah. It's supposed to be a triple digits for a while.
And we're not even in August yet.
We're not even in August.
We started this in July. We started in June.
Yeah.
I don't never remember. That's how I know global warming is real. That's how I be thinking.
It really is.
Because for it to be this hot, this early in the summer, because we had that little ice. And that was it. And we had like a little rain for about a week during the spring. And then soon as May was like practically over, the devil was like, let me turn this up a little bit.
Did we have some ice this year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
because
it was a couple days I couldn't go
to work. Yeah, because I didn't go to work. This is when I was in Central Market.
Yeah, I do remember that. I'm thinking about last year. I'm like, damn, we had a lot, but that was...
I know, last year, this was really horrible. This when, bitch, I didn't go to work for about a week, almost two, because I worked on the weekends, too, so...
And you were so blessed that your pipes didn't bust. I
was at my... Yeah.
I was displaced. Right. You were still living here.
No, I was at my mama's house.
You lived here, though.
Wait a minute. No, I'm lying.
You lived here.
That was the year before last when it was really bad.
No, that was 2020. What are we in?
20. We in 2021. Last year, yeah, I was here.
Yeah, that, but that's when we had the...
That's no.
Yes, when the lights was out and out, that was last year.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I was here. Oh, no. You know what? I moved right after the ice storm.
No, you were here. You might have been at your mom's house.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you was.
No, I wasn't. I was living with my mom temporarily, and then that's when the ice shit happened. This was the year before last.
During the ice storm, we were still doing the show.
Yeah, we was going to the studio.
No.
And that's when the studio had closed.
Who's doing that show here?
I've only been here for a year and some change.
Doing that show here. I just watched our old show. But
somebody lying to me.
You?
Pull it up. So when was that when everybody's electricity was off?
Last year.
I was not here.
You were.
No. I'm not saying that I wasn't here last year. I misspoke. I'm saying when that huge ice storm hit, everybody's lights was out. Damn near all of fucking Grand Prairie looked like. And your pipes had burst and you had to move. That was, I was staying with my mom at that time.
But we were doing the show here. Because
I was at her house. No, we were, no.
Girl, I'm telling you.
Last year we was doing the show here, but that's not when that huge ice storm hit.
Right, it hit
2020.
It hit in February last year.
No, it wasn't. Yes, it was.
That ice storm happened last year. I'm telling you. That happened last year.
Because
I wasn't working
here.
At Quick Trip anymore.
When that huge ice storm hit, I was not living in this apartment.
Okay, you might not have been living in this apartment, but it did happen last year. It did.
I'll take that.
You may have not been living
here. But I wasn't living here.
You may have not been. But I don't see how, because we were still doing the show.
No. Because when that huge ice storm hit, we didn't do the show, and that's when I did the cooking segment with Misty, and we made chicken noodle soup.
What I'm saying is that we were still doing it. We were actively.
Oh, yeah. But no, we just didn't do a show.
We took a break because there was so much going on. I was just looking at some of the archives the other day,
yeah.
And I could have sworn we didn't leave from the studio until, I don't know.
We left the studio
around the time
I had left my mom's house. And that was after the ice stuff. Because I remember them telling us, you won't be charged for it because we're not going to be open. We were like, all right, cool. And then so much had happened because you had to move. Because your apartment, and I was staying at my mom's house, so we didn't do a show, so me and Misty did like a live cooking show. And then after that, that's when I moved. No. After that, I moved to... Yeah, I moved here. Because I remember them postponing it because wasn't nobody really in the office.
Yes. Yes, because the pipes, they had a flood in
there. Yeah, office. And they were being iffy on... And you know, this place is kind of raggedy, so they was like switching managers or they was trying to fix apartments that were in the emergency. Girl, you didn't went through this whole, yeah.
I remember.
What were we talking about? Before this. Anyway. I didn't forget, because we were talking about walking. Mm-hmm. Oh, you was asking that we get ice this year, and we did.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. Jesus. Build a fence. So, what the hell else had happened? Ooh, this was funny to me. This was hilarious to me.
What's that?
So, state education board member pushes back. So, there was this person. There was this, let me see if I can find it. Who the fuck? So a group of Texas educators have proposed to the Texas State Board of Education that slavery should be taught as involuntary relocation.
I seen that. I was already mad when they started saying they wanted to take the word slavery out of books.
Like, why?
And they call them
involuntary service.
Something labor.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Indentured servants.
Something like that.
Because that was one of them.
Something stupid like that. They didn't want the kids to hear about that. And that's just, I feel like that's just another way for the white person, yeah, the whiteness to be pushed. Like, oh, we didn't do nothing wrong.
Right.
We just didn't pay them for their service.
They wanted to be.
Yeah, we just went over and saved
them. Well, no, it's involuntary relocation, so.
That don't even make sense. Are you telling me that involuntary relocation and kidnapping are two different things?
Right. Or buying people who didn't want to be sold and bought. That's...
You don't want to involuntarily
relocate you.
So you won't be in here anymore. You're going to be outside. Right. You don't want to. But you're going to still pay for the price. That don't make sense.
No. This is during second grade social studies instruction. But board members have asked them to reconsider the phrasing according to the state board's chair. So Kevin, which this is a weird way to spell his name, K-E-V-E-N. Never heard it. He must be gay. Mm. So, you know, gay people, they gay or bougie people change the spelling of their name, like Regine.
Oh, you don't think that his parents spelled it like that?
No. I think he voluntarily changed that. Right, Kevin Ellis, who's chair of the Texas State Board of Education, said that the board, with unanimous consent, directed the work group to revisit that specific language, talking about changing slavery into involuntary relocation. The working group of nine educators, including a professor at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, is one of the many such groups advising the state education board to make curriculum changes. This summer, the board will consider updates to social studies instruction a year after lawmakers passed a lot of key topics that make students, quote unquote, feel discomfort out of Texas classrooms. Basically, they already taken out the critical race theory shit. Like, we don't want to teach them that. Basically, teaching how white people have been horrible in the past.
Let's stop telling them.
They want to take that out and then usher in this involuntary relocation bullshit when we're talking about slavery.
They got me always messed up because I'm gonna tell you this. I don't give a damn how uncomfortable you think somebody may be. How many years was black Africans the stem slave ship?
But my whole thing is, what does, like, how can a kid in the second grade
feel uncomfortable
or feel discomfort talking about people that they're, well,
that they so far removed from?
Hold on, let's not say that, because we as black people are still feeling effects of slavery to people that we probably don't even know.
Okay, adults,
black yeah, people.
Children don't have no,
the yeah, children, no, but then yeah,
they have no connection to that whatsoever. If you tell a child the whole story of slavery shit, from the time they went over to get them to the time that they got here, they ain't gonna feel enough to
next. Right. Then
they're gonna be like, oh, unless you put that emotion on.
Right.
You should feel bad or you should feel sad about this.
Right.
Because kids, if you think about it, when kids be watching scary movies, they don't need to be scared. We be scared, and then they be like, oh, you're supposed to be scared behind me.
Oh, they make, yeah.
You know what I mean? They all, the kids be like.
Right. Just like feeling bad about lying.
Yeah.
Kids really don't feel bad about lying until you say lying is bad.
Yes.
And then half the time kids don't know how to lie because they learn how to lie from you.
Exactly. Because they see that you done lied to somebody, right, and they know that that ain't happened.
Yeah, but talking about critical race theory, or just talking about the history of this country, it's still like talking about Not just slavery, but also like Jim Crow and all, and voting rights and all this stuff. Yeah. It is still relatively new.
Right.
Like, my mom was born in 1965. She was the first one born. Imagine, she was the youngest child, but she was the first one born with like the right to vote when she gets 18. Everybody else was like, "Yeah, you're born. You just know you're not getting that right when you turn 18."
Right, like my mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's still relative. My grandfather, who passed away some years ago, he always talked about how he was sharecropped with like his family. It's like he grew up on a farm and shit. He still wore overalls.
Yeah. Just... so conditioned.
Right.
I remember my my mom's grandfather was an actual slave. And I remember I remember him as a kid. I mean, he died when I was maybe 11 or 12, but he was an actual slave. He met his wife on the
plantation.
Yeah. So it's not that far removed from us.
Yeah.
But if a second grader that was born in this generation, they wouldn't have no
right. Oh yeah.
They wouldn't see that. They wouldn't know none of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's just like you said when you first started reading the article. That's just a way for white people to make themselves feel better about what slavery is and how it happened.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we are this many years away from slavery. Why do they feel like this is the time now to try to make things different?
Right. To give you some perspective on how slavery wasn't that long ago, Harriet Tubman was alive when Hitler was.
Same time. Absolutely. Yeah, I knew that. I didn't think about it. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not that far from, especially when they got motherfucking remember the Holocaust goddamn right. days.
Right.
So it's like, no, we're not that far removed. So when I hear the phrase, you know, we're losing recipes, like that shit that they didn't start coming up with, I take it as we have to continue the story, like we have to keep teaching, even though they don't want to teach it in schools anymore, we will have to teach the younger generation, like, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. And because we're still not that far from removed. Because even if a kid is like Inara was born this past year, mm-hmm. bitch, we'll still be alive by the time she grows up. Mm-hmm. And we will still be feeling the same effects from our parents and grandparents. It's like we have to keep telling people that, not telling kids, look out for white people because these are fucked up individuals. It's like you gotta know what happened back then in order to get forward. Exactly. Yeah.
History is just what it is. It's his story. Right. It's the past. But at the same time, it's instrumental on how we grow up and how we live our lives. Yeah. I feel like that. Taking away that they just want black children to. I think that slavery is part of the black strength.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And I feel like the best way to try to break somebody down or tell somebody, you know, that, oh, it ain't really that, or you ain't that strength, that strong.
Oh, yeah.
Take away from that gives them the strength or gives them power.
Right.
So you're taking away the word slavery. Okay, so let's say we take that out. So that you're going to take out the Bible too?
Slavery in the Bible.
That's all they talk about pretty much in the Bible is slavery.
Slavery, so, sexual assault. Like when those two daughters rape their daddy.
Yes.
Right.
Maybe man, what's your prostitute?
Right. How God started a war so a man can sleep with the man that was running his army. Like it was just.
Yeah. It's some a real life shit. It's a Bible, real life reality show.
Right. Right.
So confusing.
Right.
This season
on the Bible.
Mary Magdalene.
Right.
So I heard you see, let me call that Jesus. Peter. Because now I don't even need your opinion. Because you know what, Peter? Because you know you messed up. Because I'll be damned. Damn.
Let me holler at you. I heard you and your dad was talking shit about me.
And Jesus, you didn't have to go around telling everybody I was a prostitute. You saved me.
Right.
I do appreciate you. But that ain't what you had. You didn't do Jesus. Right. Jesus.
I don't need your forgiveness.
Right.
I don't need you to die for me.
I don't need you to stop playing with me. Stop playing with me.
Right.
I respect you.
Right.
Peter. See, get your disciple.
Right, Jesus being real lazy. I don't know why I'm making splinters on my ass from this chair for the longest. And you a carpenter. You need to take care of your responsibility. White people are so funny.
They get on my nerves. The whole I know we said we weren't gonna talk about it, but the whole
abortion.
Yeah, that's only because they don't want
to go. You know what's funny? After I told you my thoughts on abortion, not everybody's saying that. But I'm telling you, it's about white people. This not everybody's fucking talking about it. I was like, well, I'm glad people are catching on. But how the anti-abortion law is really for white women. It's not really for black people.
Yeah,
because
they don't give a damn. They
kill us
that damn
stuff. Right. So I was like,
But how many white people? So is white, is it? So is that stop? When did I say? That many white women getting abortions?
It's just a lot more women. A lot more white women are getting abortions than any other race in this country. Wow. But it's like, you know, when you think about some stuff, you like analyze some shit, it just don't be one part. It'd be a building blocks of shit. A lot of fucking interracial relationships. This one girl I knew back in the day when I was working at Walmart, she was from Dallas, and she said when she moved to Arlington, she was like, I did not know it was this many interracial couples.
Shit, she better go to what you call
it? Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I was thinking that Kansas
City or Kansas. Oh yeah. Kansas. But yeah, and then so you got interracial relationships.
And the crazy part about it is that the interracial, I think a lot of them are white women and black men. Well,
yeah, most of them.
The South.
Or then hell, even white men with black women.
Not at the same rate, though.
This is one couple on YouTube I found. They're really cute.
What's the name of them? Because I'll be watching.
Don't give it a lie.
Okay. It's really something going on with me. Because I can stomach seeing a black woman with another man. Man,
you can't stomach a black man.
I don't like it.
I tell you why you don't like it. Because I be having the same feelings too. Because every time I would listen to a black guy talk about why he doesn't date black women, it's always something negative about the black woman.
Right.
And so whenever we see a black man with a white woman or any other or with a light complected woman, you be like, you must don't like dark skinned black women. Because that's what is always pushed to us. And I'm pretty sure there's plenty of like interracial couples where we just so happily met and we fell in. Why is you calling me while I'm doing the show? While I'm doing the show? Why are you not listening to the show?
Hold that thought,
child. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, you got your notification. Oh, what is you doing to Inara?
You remember?
Why? I got to work today. But I'll stop by when we get done. All right, bye. Oh my God.
Oh, baby, man.
You hear her?
Mm-hmm.
Girl. She said, don't do my baby happy. Oh. You in my Bluetooth ear and Lapri can hear Inara screaming.
It sounds like she's dead.
She said she's tired. She's perfectly fine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's just talking. Oh.
She's not crying.
No, she's not crying. Uh-oh. I thought she wasn't. Why she screaming at you? What'd you do?
She wants to come out. Yeah.
Girl. No, she was. Lapri heard her. She was screaming. All I heard was, ah. What'd you hear, Lapri? See? Okay. Bye. Oh my goodness. So, what was I saying?
You were saying because most of the time, black men who date.
Yes. Whenever I see interviews and shit, they'll ask the black guy, "Why you don't date black women?" Oh, and it's funny because I witnessed that personally. Because I had a friend, he was like, "Oh, black women are this and black women are that," and it was just so negative, and I'm just like, do you not realize you came out of black pussy?
Right.
I was like, so are you describing your mama? And a lot of that was.
Yeah.
Some of that was. So sometimes it don't be just the women that they dated. It could be their mama.
Yeah. But that's the thing about it. They exclude people that they don't know nothing about. They just going off of one example they had. But I had a black man to say he don't date black women because when he's trying to do something with them, it's too dark down there. And I was like, well, if you just don't like your own black balls, say that.
You what does it mean, like it too dark? Like, what, do you need a flashlight?
That's what I'm saying. If you know what you're doing,
what you're doing, I don't get it.
Like, I don't get it either. He's like, and he was so proud of it. He was like, man, he was talking to another black man, but me and that black man's wife were in earshot.
Yeah.
And he knew we were. And that's the disrespectful thing about it. He's like, man, I don't date no black girl, man. I'm trying to do something good. I came and it's so dark down there. I'm like, baby, if you just like uncooked chicken, say it.
Right, and then this is so going off on a tangent. I was listening to somebody say that pornography was detrimental to our society, and I kind of see that when I hear black men say shit like that, because you be watching porn and this is your fantasy and this is what you want, so you just totally exclude women who have darker body parts. It's like, it's still the same fucking body part.
Right. So you telling me that you gonna say, oh, I don't want to try that, or I don't want to even have nothing to do with that, and you ain't never experienced that before?
Right.
Like,
and I can only assume this motherfucker ain't never had a fruit before.
He must ain't never had no papaya.
Darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
No cherries, because if he had, right, he would have been in love with you motherfuckers darker than good. The thing about it too is like, I think that your
dark cherry, oh, they're so good. Like, not those fucking light ass them cherries. Yeah, them fake ass cherries with no seeds in them. I can't stand those. When I had a real cherry, I was like, oh, this is just so fucking delicious.
Yes. And when they look chilled. But I think that people's first experience, too, like you said, the porn is detrimental. Because I've had a conversation with a black man before who said that he preferred Latino women because the first pornographic material he seen was with a Latino woman.
Okay.
So he started to like Latino women. Not to say that he excluded black women, but his preference.
His preference. That fucked up word.
You think that's a fucked up
word? I don't like it.
Why?
Because people will hide their prejudice behind a preference.
Same
people. Right. P-R-E. But, girl, back to...
But I think it's valid, though. I think it goes with it.
Right. But this is just some bullshit. So, the suggested change surfaced late. For those who just not tuning in, or you done forgot what the fuck we was talking about before we went on a tangent, we were talking about how they want to switch the word slavery or the teaching of slavery into involuntary relocation. So the suggested change surfaced late during its June 15th meeting that lasted more than 12 hours. Board member Aisha Davis. Aisha Davis.
Oh, maybe she's
a Democrat who represented Dallas and Fort Worth brought up concerns to the board, saying the wording is not a fair representation of the slave trade. Okay. The board, upon reading the language in the suggested curriculum, sent the working draft back for revision. Mm-hmm. So they still thinking about doing this shit, and they said that they're going to meet again, or they're going to vote on it again in November.
I'd rather for them to even just say they kidnap the people. Because involuntary relocation is never going to work.
Right.
That's never going to work.
What about the raping of those people? Are you going to call that involuntary sexual intercourse?
Right. You're right. They didn't want to. You did it anyway.
Right.
Involuntary means that you don't want to do it.
And this is with second graders. Right. How come they won't move up a little bit further? Let me tell you something. I don't remember learning about slavery in the second grade. I could be just, I just didn't remember. But I don't remember.
I don't remember learning about slavery. Now I did learn about
black history.
What you call it? Segregation.
Yeah.
But not slavery.
No.
I don't even think we ever talked about slavery.
Until we got to high school or college.
Yeah. I didn't go to a traditional college, but
What the hell? What that mean?
Like traditional. A 4-year college.
Bitch, I didn't either.
What you mean?
I went to TCC.
That's traditional. I'm talking about like non-traditional, is like a trade.
Oh, okay.
But I do. The only time we talked about slavery is the story of Harriet Tubman or Nat Turner.
Yeah.
You would never know. Let's talk about slave trade and ship. We never did that.
Yeah.
That was all under the down.
Yeah. I can take. Yeah. I remember that too.
But it did give me, okay, so I can see the other side of it, because when I did start to learn about slavery, you know, by watching Roots and Queen and all Alex Haley stuff, I did start to feel a little certain way about non-blacks.
You know, Missy's daddy said the same thing, because Roots came out when they were in school. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when they got home and was watching it, he said he was mad at all white people when he got to school.
So I can see what they're saying. I can see that side of it.
But that was at home, right, watching a TV program.
Right.
I'm pretty sure if it's done delicately in the school system, I'm pretty sure black people or black kids will have that
same reaction.
Yeah, same reaction.
Maybe not, but still though, that's not. I really don't think there's nobody's place to do that.
Yeah.
If you want to take certain words out of stuff. And
replace it with bullshit.
Replace it with something else. I feel like it shouldn't be at the second grade level.
Yeah.
You know,
or don't even teach that second grade level.
Right. Don't teach it.
Wait till they get to high school or even middle school.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have they're more self aware.
Yeah.
And they can kind of, you know, do things on their own and they all mental. Because second grade, girl, you ain't worried about nothing but trying to go outside and play.
Right.
Half the time
you don't even eat lunch.
Yeah, you just in there talking. You know, look here, they don't even talking, running their mouths. So I think they just put it on too quick and it does not need to be there anyway.
Right. But let's talk about this. This is my last story. Then we're going to get into what you're watching. Ooh, this shit was hilarious to me. So there's a new sexual orientation. So there's this man that created a hologram and married her, and now he's finding it hard to communicate with her. So so this sexual orientation is called fictosexual. So the idea of marrying a hologram may sound like a plot of the latest episode of Black Mirror. Did you ever watch Black Mirror?
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah. So so it became a reality in 2018. And I found this like hidden in my bookmarks on my internet browser. So I was like, let me go ahead and talk about it. So it became reality in 2018 when a fictosexual man married a virtual reality hologram during a ceremony in Tokyo. So his name is Kondo, who's 35. He spent $2 million. No, wait, hold on. 12,000 euro. I don't know how much that is in real money. But on a formal ceremony at a Tokyo hall to an animated 16-year-old hologram with saucer 16. But despite thinking he could be... Despite thinking he could, quote unquote, be with her forever, Mr. Kondo has been left devastated after the expiration of her software meant he could no longer speak to his wife. Speak to his wife.
I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to say that. That's what his dumb ass did.
So smart, you stupid.
He just want to be a pedophile. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to make up my own
teenager. Right. So, the company that developed the service terminated in March 2020, saying the limited production model had ran its course. However, speaking to the site, Kondo maintained that his love for Miku, M-I-K-U, Miku or Miku, hasn't changed. His love has not changed. He said, I held the wedding ceremony because I thought I could be with her forever. So, fictosexual, fit of sexuality, according to a recent study, is a strong and lasting feeling of love, infatuation, or desire for a fictional character. Now, I'm not going to lie, we've all had this.
Of course!
Because I knew I was gay when Tarzan came out.
Baby,
when the Disney movie Tarzan came out, I was like, oh. Okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I had my thing too. I had my little thing with what you call it? Ooh. Simba Daddy.
Mufasa? You had a
I had a thick toe.
Thick toe sexual attraction
to a lion. Mufasa. And
it's bestiality.
That boy. and the dude off of the guy off of Aladdin.
Prince Ali.
Yes.
Alibaba.
Yes.
Okay. But it says, however, fictosexuals differ in that they only experience sexual attraction for fictional characters and not for real people.
Oh, so,
okay. So no, we not. Okay, so the futuristic wedding was held in November 2018. Where around 40 guests watched Kondo tie the knot with me too.
Well, it's a good side of family. Yeah. I'm so done. I can't. Victosexual. Now we're gonna have a whole nother group.
Good to say, present in the form of a cat-sized stuffed dog. This is just so funny.
What was presented? That's how they.
Miku.
She was the size of a cat.
I guess the size of a cat.
I thought she was a hologram.
She was a hologram, but I guess he just didn't make her tall. Look, let me tell you something. So I've always been in love with Miku-san. That's her full name. Using honorific. I've been thinking about her every day. A week after the wedding. Oh, Jesus.
How did consummate the marriage?
The moving talking hologram of Miku floated in a $2,800 desktop device.
Girl, I'm done.
And my Wi-Fi is kind of messed up, so the pictures won't load. But this is just... This
what
is going
to put on it? Like, what's...
Like, how do you like have sex with that?
That's what I said. How did consummate the marriage? Right.
So they really wouldn't even marry if they didn't consummate it.
So he just.
Girl says his holographic wife woke him up each morning and sent him off to his job as an administrator at a school.
I don't really have too many thoughts about this one. Okay.
In the evening, when he told her he was coming home, she turned on the lights. Later, she told him when it was time to go to bed. He slept alongside the doll-sized version of her that attended the wedding, complete with a wedding ring that fit around her left wrist.
I'm not sure. It
says the marriage did not have any legal standing, but that didn't bother him. Gatebox, the company that produced the hologram device featuring Miku, issued a marriage certificate which certified that a human and a virtual character wed beyond dimensions. Mr. Kondo wasn't alone either. He said Gatebox issued more than 3,700 certificates for cross-dimension marriages. So this ain't even just him. This is a lot of people that's actually doing this shit. There must be some people who can come forward and say they want to hold a wedding. I want to give them a supportive push.
Just throw the whole story in the trash. I can't comprehend this on no level. I don't even want to. I don't know. I have no... So when the Wi-Fi go out, they just fucked up. They broke up? Like, what happened when the Wi-Fi go out?
Are you stupid?
Because you constantly got to have some type of internet connection for that to work. Girl, I can't.
He said, oh, damn. He said that, he said girls will tell him to drop dead creepy otaku. Remember I told you that was the festival we had went to in Houston, mm-hmm. the otaku festival. Mm-hmm. And so for those who don't know, otaku means you have a fascination with the culture and the technology of the culture. So as he got older, he says a woman at a previous workplace bullied him into a nervous breakdown and he became determined never to marry. In Japan, that wouldn't be entirely unusual nowadays. But in 1980, only 1 in 50 men had ever, you know, married. So this is.
Hey, you know what I'm
saying? To each his own.
Yeah, you might forget that. That's all you do. That's your life.
But I wonder what's going to happen now because he can't even talk to no more because the program never updated.
They
ruined it.
They got divorced.
Damn. You know, this is better than 90 Day Fiance.
Listen, what he don't have to do is see if he can get another program. I can't. This story is just too loud for me. I don't have the capacity to comment too much on this.
But can you imagine like how sad that'd be that?
No, I don't give a damn.
No, I'm talking about like him being bullied or, you know, being talked about so much to where he's not even, he doesn't want to be with like a physical woman. That's sad.
That part is sad, but damn, that's just tough.
At least he ain't like white people shooting up the place because some bitch.
Just go find another person. That's one person. You, girl, I, listen. You know how many people that have said stuff about me that.
Yeah, but that, you know, that's not the same for everybody.
I guess. It ain't nothing that somebody must say or did that made me say, I don't want to. I really stunned. I can't comment on this.
No. This is just, this is crazy.
It's too wild.
Yeah, but I do feel sorry for him.
I know.
Because I shut
up. He found love.
And Ray, and what had a song now? Found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah, he found love. Sure.
Right, or in a place with no upgrades.
I just felt, I feel bad for him when he in the mood and that Wi-Fi cut out.
You stupid. Like, right, bitch, there's an outage.
Right. As soon as he's about to get to it, he needs to get to it. Muckoo. Muckoo. Okay, you ain't even get to finish.
Right. Oh my god.
He probably hunching that door. Like, I don't got time
for. Oh no, he can't hunch her because she's a hologram.
Hunching that door.
No, it, no, that's the size of it. It was, but it's a hologram, so it's just, like, bitch, you've seen Star Wars.
No,
like, you can't touch her.
It was an actual physical door.
No, they were saying that was the size of the hologram.
Oh. A cat size. So you like niggas like I don't
what's going on. They probably can do like a full human size one.
I can't start. It really, I'm really just stomped in this.
When I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh! And then I had totally forgot about it. And this happened in this story was published like May of this year. Mm-hmm. So it had been sitting in my girl. Let me tell you something. So the way my bookmarks are set up, like I had like over 100 tabs in my Google Chrome of like just stories of shit that I'm just researching. So I was like going through each one, like, okay, I really don't care about that. So let me close it out. Mm-hmm. When I came across this, I was like, no, I has to talk about this. Because this is just fucking weird. Well, okay. Let me say, I'm not into like kink shaming or like shaming other people for their sexuality. You know, like, as long as you're not harming people, do you, boo boo. The thing that came borderline creepy or became creepy was when the hologram is 16 years old.
Yeah, why he aged her?
You know, why didn't he? Yeah.
Why did he? Why did he age her at 16?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah,
I don't. I'm like,
I was gonna say, why didn't he like age her up?
Oh, okay. No, like, why you give her age now? I could have been like, oh, okay.
And then you work at a school,
right? So you
looking at kids and modeling Girl, don't.
And you probably done got her image from somebody you seen at work. I don't know.
Right.
I can't.
Mm-mm.
I don't even want to think about it no more.
But that was weird, though.
That was too beyond
weird. Beyond weird.
Yeah. I'm posted at the crib smoking dope, watching belly. Uh-huh. The perp I'm smoking on, same color, grape jelly. Uh-huh. I'm on my high horse, there ain't shit that you could tell me. I know for damn sure there ain't no lies that you could sell me. I feel like I'm in boss mode, the things you want, I got those. It's not my fault that I'm chosen, it's just the way this shit goes. Every time I spit flows,
it'll play on Facebook, but when I'm trying to watch it, it don't never do right.
Oh.
Which is so fucking weird. So, what you been up? What you been watching on the programs?
But like I told you, I watched BET Awards last Sunday. We have been watching this show about Magic Johnson.
Oh, on HBO Max?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah, we've been watching that story about the owner and the daughter, and then, you know, it don't speak about his HIV situation. It just basically talked about
his career.
The first season.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Because after that, isn't
that's when all the
dropped off.
So that's really good. It's really interesting. I did read the article right before this came out that he didn't really want the story to be told because he said it was like throwing salt on the wound for his wife and things like that.
Well, then you should never been out there fucking. And you know what I think?
But they weren't even married. Well, yeah, when he got HIV, they were. But
yeah.
He was doing all the extracurricular stuff when he first came out. He wasn't married to her. He wasn't even really dating her.
Right. So for those who don't know, this is what we're talking about. The show called it's called Magic Johnson. Is that what it's called, or is it called what the fuck is the show called, girl?
It's called something
new. I forgot that damn thing.
It's about Magic Johnson.
Winning Time.
Winning Time. There we go.
Winning Time.
Yeah.
So Winning Time is a docu series. Is it like episodic or is it just one?
Episodic.
It's episodic about is it. You tell me, bitch. I'm tired of asking questions.
What is it about? It's a story of Magic Johnson's from the time he left high school, got drafted into the Lakers,
okay,
and how he met Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Their dynamic in that first season of him being in the Lakers, the owner, Jerry Buss, his daughter, Jeannie Buss, who is the current owner with, I think, LeBron of the Lakers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she actually was married to Phil,
Dr. Phil?
No, the basketball guy. He's a coach. Phil Jackson. She was married to Phil Jackson for a long time.
Black guy?
Tall white guy with the glasses. But yeah, it's just about the story of Magic Johnson and how he came into the Mavericks. He came to the Lakers as a rookie, and he pretty much transformed the team. Got them their first ring and all that.
And then
went on to.
I don't even think he ever got HIV.
I don't either. I feel like, well, I do. Okay, so I feel like he got HIV, but I feel like they cured him.
Yeah.
I think he went somewhere and got cured.
Because wasn't EJ born around this? Was this like before or after?
This was before EJ was born. I think she was pregnant with EJ.
At the time? When was EJ born?
I think he was born.
No, they didn't say EJ Johnson's American personality.
He is.
TV 90, person.
92.
Bitch, happy belated birthday. Oh, what reminds me? Happy birthday to, what's that bitch name? Ashley. From QT.
Carlson?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday today?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then. Later.
So let me see. Let's do some little research.
I wish that they could have talked about his relationship with EJ and how him being this big masculine basketball player that had so much sex with these women and ended up catching HIV into having a gay son. I think that could have been a great story. But I guess maybe that's not the story they wanted to tell. And they always talk about EJ like he's the only child. They got other kids.
Right. Andre Johnson. Oh, this from a previous relationship. I know that.
Oh, she had a baby already? Or he?
No. Yeah, he did. Okay. Andre Johnson was born to Melissa Mitchell.
Okay.
So, E.J. was born in 92. No one gives a shit about Jerry Buss. We scroll through the Wikipedia page. 1990, Johnson became minority owner of the Lakers in 94. Bitch, get to the HIV. God damn. In 1991.
Okay, so EJ was already born, hadn't been born yet. But they did say that Cookie went on to have more kids that didn't have HIV.
But that's weird.
That's why I feel like that he either went somewhere to get cured or he didn't have it, like you said.
Yeah.
Because when you
look out here donating blood and shit.
Yeah. When you watch the show, the docuseries.
To prevent his HIV infection from progressing to AIDS, Johnson takes a daily combination of drugs. But this is back in 1991.
In the movie, in the story, they did talk about how Magic Johnson was approached by a lot of new and up-and-coming companies.
Yeah.
Like Nike, he didn't take the deal with Nike, and Nike ended up going with Jordan and came huge. But they didn't say all the companies that he was approached by. He could have been approached by a company that's like, hey, let's say you got, you never know what was done back then. Because I don't know what would make him say, I would like to do this more than play basketball. Because if you watch it, you'll show that him playing basketball was his everything.
Right.
And he couldn't play no more after that.
Well, because some people said it because this, that's what I'm still trying to figure out. Like, how was he able to take this fucking concoction of drugs when I don't? It was, okay, anywho. Because back then, people were still
dying.
No, people were still like having this misconception on how to get HIV.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of the players really didn't want to play with him. Because they didn't know how they were going to, like, they didn't know how it actually spreads or whatever. So they were just like, oh, no, we don't want to play with him. Like, what? He in the shower? Bitch, I'll take one at home.
Right. Touch him, get fouled by him, sweat. They didn't even, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that him having HIV is a bigger story than him being a basketball player.
Yeah.
He made more money off
in the movie theaters.
Well, yeah.
Every time you watch late 90s, early 2000s TV show, they like, oh, we're going to Magic Johnson Theater.
Yeah, especially on Mark.
Right. And on the Proud Family.
Oh, yeah.
They called him something else, but it was like,
you know what it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know too much about him at that time. I just knew, like, man, he got HIV, because the 80s, I think, like, around the mid to late 80s, people were dying crazy.
Yeah.
Left and right, men were dying, people were dying.
Yeah, musical theater took a really big...
It was stupid. And then it got to the point where they started mandating different things, because people were getting it from the dentist's office. They were getting it from having blood transfusions.
Yeah.
So they just started making more hard...
That's why I lie when I donate blood. Because they still ask you. If you're a homosexual.
When you donate blood?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, I think they go to have you have sexual intercourse. Or anal intercourse or whatever.
Oh, so
they still ask you
that. They don't flat out say that you're a homosexual, though.
They don't flat out say, yeah.
Oh, they
don't flat out. I'm like, are you a fag? Like, no, they don't do that.
That's a violation of my freaking privacy.
But they ask you those type of questions, I'd be like, no.
They just say, have you had
sex? Yeah, in the past, so-and-so, and I'm, no.
Well, what if you a girl? They still ask that?
I guess so. Well, you know Monique, bitch. When they asked Monique if she had HIV, she said, no, I ain't get it because we don't fuck in the ass. You remember that? Remember that in Precious?
Nuh-uh. Oh, yeah, she was talking to Mariah Carey. Yeah.
She said, no, she's like, how you know? Because we never fucked in the ass. I'm like, girl.
Too much.
Oh my goodness. That was too goddamn funny.
But, what you been watching?
Girl, I was, I was watching a documentary on Julia Child.
Julia Child?
Yes.
Okay, I seen that was coming out.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was so good. Because I knew of Julia Child, but I never really watched her or knew of her.
Right.
This bitch was important.
The cooking lady.
If it weren't for her, wouldn't be no Food Network channel.
What happened?
She was the first one to ever have a cooking show.
On Food Network?
On PBS.
Okay. I knew she was real. At the top of that, I thought she was the first one.
Yeah. So this whole... So she was in the army. She helped out with like World War II shit. Mm-hmm. And then when she got out, her and her husband, which is so funny because this bitch is like 6'2".
Oh, damn.
And her husband was short. So anywho, they moved to France, mm-hmm. and they had like a GI Bill, like if you. You know, the GI shit, we go to school for free and all that shit. So she went to Cordon Bleu.
Okay.
When it was just over there.
Right.
Before it became like a joke over here. So she went to Cordon Bleu, and back then, women really weren't allowed in kitchens. And like when they do like French cuisines and shit, it was all men.
Okay.
Mostly gay men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't allowed professional kitchens.
Yeah, okay. Professional kitchens. And so she graduated from there, and then she started writing a cookbook, and they said it took her 12 years to write her first cookbook.
Damn.
Because she was like testing our recipes, and she would send them, and this is before email, so she would like mail out recipes to like people to be like, try this and tell them what happened, and then they'll write her back. And bitch, she's like, mailing shit like back to the States.
Right.
So of course it took for help.
Yeah.
Ain't no overnight. Mm-hmm. FedEx was not a And then so she did that, was able to finish her cookbook. And then after that they gave her her own show.
Okay.
And so her career really didn't kick off until she was like around 40, 50 years old.
Wow. But usually, that's what they say. Yeah. Like some of the great, the big name people like Lucy and them, they didn't
get popular. Yeah, Oprah didn't get popular until she was like in her 40s, 30s and 40s.
30s, yeah. Late 30s. I mean, like late 20s, early 30s. But popping.
Yeah. Like having her own show.
Yeah, late 30s.
Yeah. And so she ended up getting her cooking show, and they talked about how hard it was and kind of dangerous because, you know, technology wasn't, you know, that sophisticated. And then they talked about just a whole career in cooking and how after that, you know, there were more women getting into like professional kitchens and shit. And she was a pro-life activist, and I was just like, Did they just throw this in here just because of, right? Because I didn't know when the documentary came out. But anywho, I actually looked it up, and yeah, she was like an advocate for her life and donated a lot of money to like Planned Parenthood.
Oh, okay.
And then she threw like benefits for HIV victims and shit. And I don't know, she died in 2004.
Oh, well, yeah.
She was born in 1912, so that bitch lived a long time.
She would have now been over 100.
Right.
That's a long life.
Right.
What about her personality? Was she
really nice? Yeah. I think she was a tranny.
You don't think she's like?
I don't think she was a real woman.
You don't think she was a woman?
No.
What?
Just because she was so tall and her voice, she had the weirdest fucking voice. Now, that's just me just being cruel and funny in my own fucking head. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she was really nice. Like, no one said it. Well, you know, well, I'm going to say, you know, they can't really say nothing mean about you in your documentary. But I've seen some documentaries where people's like, oh, they were mean as shit. They would throw shit at you.
Yeah.
No, not her. Everybody didn't have anything but nice things to say about her.
Oh, that's good.
Excuse me. And so I was looking, and so I was like, bitch, I'm gonna have to try some of these recipes. Okay.
Who? Meryl Streep later.
Oh, she didn't wear. Oh no, I was looking. No, this is an actual documentary.
Oh, you didn't watch the movie?
No, I haven't watched the movie yet. Okay. And she has a couple of movies. Well, there was one. There's one movie called Julia, or just Julia, or some shit like that. Uh-huh. I haven't watched that, or I think it's episodic.
Okay.
So I haven't watched that, and that's also on HBO Max. And then there's another movie called Julie and Julia, and I haven't watched that either. So I was like, let me watch the documentary first.
Okay.
Then I'll go watch the made up shit.
Right.
Brad, what Disney took on telling this actual story, this true story. But yeah, it was actually good. I liked it. And she was a breast cancer survivor.
No children?
No kids. Oh. That was another reason I was like, maybe she's just a man. And then it was a woman that her husband was gay. So it was like, you just don't know. No, no.
I at this point in time, I'm looking at pictures of him. I can see how it could have been a boy.
Yeah.
I can see that. I definitely can see that. But, you know, she did her thing. At least she was nice.
Yeah, really nice woman. But yeah, so if it wasn't for her, there would be no Food Network, there would be no Emerald, bam! Awesome. Right, no Barefoot Contessa, none of them hoes. Rachel Ray.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for her.
That's what's up. I don't know, I don't think she was a man.
But I can see the implications.
Yeah. She had very strong features.
Right, but let's go. I gotta get to work.
All right, y'all.
We will see y'all next week.
Y'all
next
have a
week.
Good day.
Next week.
Y'all be safe out there if y'all watch the fireworks.
Right. I saw some last night. Really? Well, I had a passenger in the car, and he was like, oh, look at the fireworks. I was like, I can't see your head in the way.
Oh,
Lord. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, thank you. Get your big ass head out the way, sir.
In the front seat?
Yeah. Well, because it was other people.
I was like, get your ass in the back.
Ooh, Jesus.
What you doing?
Man, look.
Girl, it ain't nothing up here to me.
Right.
It won't last. Look.
That's because I already did my 10,000 steps today.
Told you so.
Screw you, sir. I'm going home.
And although my mind tells me that she's a messy, tacky bitch.
Today's segment is pretty much talking about pick a struggle.
You'll pick a struggle.
Got to pick a struggle.
That pick a struggle, bruh.
You need to pick the goddamn struggle.
You have three. Then that's it. It is over for you. You have to pick a struggle.